Welcome everybody to Shinuman 910, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of going through, we're trying to finish up actually, the various different mistakes, when they're good, when not good, in Hilchos Brachos. We started last share, going through some quick ones, but I just want to continue on from Sefer Yetzer HaLachos all the way at the end, and now with Simon Reish Tess, where he brings them down. Okay, so he's continuing on, he says like this, very simple, that Bar Pri Hadama, again, Reish Tess at the end, Ois Yud Tess, page Kuf Lamed Aleph. If somebody makes a Bar Pri Hadama, Al Pera Se'ilan, on fruits from a tree, I have an apple, right, I have an orange, and I make by mistake, of course, a Bar Pri Hadama. So, like we spoke about a couple of shiurim ago, you have to try and fix it up in the various different ways we spoke about then, but in case not, somebody didn't, they didn't have a chance, Teichadei Dibur, they couldn't, they are Yoitze, it's still good. Okay, right, so we said, just take a quick bite, right, and then make a Bar Pri Hadama on something else, and have in mind the apple, orange, whatever it might be. Okay, so that's that. Now, as far as, but what about the other way? Bar Pri Hadama, somebody's eating something that's Bar Pri Hadama, potato, right, cantaloupe, so carrots, possibly. So I'm just some examples. They make Bar Pri Hadama, so that's not going to help. That's not going to help. Even b'di'evet, even, you know, okay, you finished the bracha, it's too late, what am I going to do? It's not going to help either way. You now have to go back and make the appropriate bracha. You say, Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malchus Solan Vod, you make the appropriate bracha. It's a bracha made in vain. Obviously, a person has to do tshuva for making that mistake, but be it as it may, you have to make the correct bracha. In other words, what we're trying to say is it's, when it's b'di'evet, it's good, so at least you could take a bite, take a sip, and then rectify the situation with the various different ways we spoke about a couple of shiurim ago. But when it's, if it's not good, even b'di'evet, then you can't even take a bite, right? You take a carrot and you make a Bar Pri Hadama, you can't even take a bite, you're not yaitzeh, period. So you have to make the correct bracha on that same carrot. Okay, so that's that. Now, the next thing he talks about is bread, which I really don't want to get into. That's actually, when it comes to bread, obviously it's a much more complicated situation. There's various different shitas, mezonos, possibly various different shitas, hadama, but it's much more complicated because, in fact, obviously bread you have to wash. You're dealing with washing. You're dealing with making al netilas yadayim, which we went through all those halachas, right? And to be mezalzel in the netilas yadayim is a very terrible thing. You're dealing with the deraisa, suffic deraisa of benching. So we're not even going to go there. One has to be extremely careful when eating bread to do everything the right way. I'm not going to get into all the various different brachas, if it's possibly, yeah, good, not good, that's not even an issue, because that's, like we said, too many side things that are involved. Okay, moving on to the next one. I just want to say there are other cases also that the Sefer Yetzer HaLachos brings down, which I don't want to get into. They're a little more complicated and possibly fruits that are ripe. I don't want to get into all that. That's obviously a totally different sugya, but right now we're just trying to go through the most common, at least if you want to call it, the most common cases whereby there could be mix-ups, like we said, shahakol, or could be adama and awaits. Those are standard things. But when it gets to the more complicated stuff, possibly down the road, we'll get a little bit into it in other shiurim. Okay, moving along, says brings the Sefer Lachos in Ois Chav Gimel. Let's say somebody has cake and cookies, and by mistake I made a hamoitzi. Over there I made a hamoitzi. Tor Berach hamoitzi, you made a hamoitzi on your cake and cookies, possibly by kissing, right? In the other case, like we said, when it comes to bread, that we don't want to talk about because that's more complicated. Obviously, there's a lot of other side factors around it. But if I'm eating cake and cookies, no, we're not talking about large amounts. We're by a question of washing, a small amount, whatever. Pretzels, whatever the case might be. But I ate, I don't want to get into pretzels right now. Let's say regular cake and cookies right now, pasta baba kistin. And a person made tov berach hamoitzi. They made a hamoitzi on their cake. Right, and so there will be Yoytze. Lemaisa, there will be Yoytze. He brings down from a whole bunch of various different poiskim. Again, all bidi eved. We have to try and fix it up in the various different ways we spoke about. Avlim berech hamoytzi. Ah, but he says, then he says further from the chayyadim. He brings from the chayyadim. That's only possible b'kisna, like, let's say, cake, for example, right? Avlim berech hamoytzi. If you made, let's say, I made hamoytzi. Oh, because over there, you could say, you can mix it up, because it could be even, if you eat enough cake, you'd have to make a moytzi anyways, right? If you eat enough cake, we spoke about that in the past, so that we could hear. But the other way, Aval im berech hamoytzi al tav shol shel chameshes haminim. Right? Let's say somebody's eating noodles lakshin. Right? Aval im berech hamoytzi, make a moytzi on that by mistake. Again, all by mistake. Al tav shol shel chameshes haminim is la yotza. That's not going to help you. That's not going to help you. Right? I'm eating regular noodles, lakshin or whatever, and I make a hamoytzi, so then it's no good, and it's a bracha of mamash, a bracha of atali. You would have to make the right bracha on the same food, in fact, the same food, right? So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so just to end off, interesting thing he says, which he brings down, which from the Ber Halacha, they explain in Halacha that Lemaisa to'u berech bar min mezonos. If somebody makes a bar min mezonos, it's sort of like a shahakol to an extent. Just to read on the bottom, he brings in Ois Mem, beer from the Ber Halacha. And Kuf Samach Zayin, the Rimaskal B'makom Berchas Hamoytzi. Again, we don't want to get into too many details, but just real quickly to explain, the Mezonos is very similar to Shehakol. He brings it from the Drisha Elio Rabba Vatam the Berchas Barimini Mezonos, who Bracha Koileles Kamo Shehakol. It's sort of like Shehakol. V'yoytze B'zeh Al Kol Dovish Hu Midei. The mizan, something that gives sort of sustenance. Anything you eat that fills you up, gives you sustenance, that's the bracha of boire mina mezonos, right? It's for sustenance, the bracha for sustenance. So tor, so that's where he brings in the bracha from the chayyadim, berke yosef, the whole thing. There is a aruch hashulchan that says you're not yoytze, but be it as it may, in general, the poskim say as long as you're eating something that gives you sustenance, many poskim say a mezonos. Again, b'di eved, it's a mistake. A post facto would work, except for, so he brings down, he says in Chaf Dalet, Ois Chaf Dalet, Tol, Uberach, Bar, Minim Azainas, Al Kol Midi Dezainai, Dehainu Kol Minim Acholim, all types of foods that'll give you sustenance, besides Chutz Mimayim Umelach, besides water and salt. But a regular standard foods, you would be Yoytze. As long as it gives you sustenance. But again, it's all bidi eved. So that's an interesting point to keep in mind. As far as mezonos, it's very similar to shahakal to an extent. Shahakal would cover, of course, obviously, salt and water is the right bracha shahakal is the right bracha on those, but shahakal would cover like pretty much everything. So that's another important point to keep in mind. But definitely, if you're eating a food and you get full from that food, whatever it might be, you know, in general, many of those foods that the mezonos would cover. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tuv. Again, we're talking about b'di'eved. A person has to fix it up in the various different ways we spoke about. Thank you for listening. Kol tuv.